But did you deeply scan him in his more secret, confidential hours, when he thought no glance but one was on him? Then you would have seen that even as Ahab's eyes so awed the crews, the inscrutable Parsi's glance awed his, or somehow, at least, in some wild way, at times affected it. Such an added, gliding strangeness began to invest the thin Fadala now. Such ceaseless shuddering shook him, but the men looked dubious at him, half uncertain, as it seemed, whether indeed he were a mortal substance, or else a tremulous shadow cast upon the deck by some unseen being's body. And that shadow was always hovering there, for not by night even had Fadala ever certainly been known to slumber or go below. He would stand still for hours, but never sat or leaned. His wan but wondrous eyes did plainly say, "We two watchmen never rest." Nor at any time, by night or day, could the mariners now step upon the deck, unless Ahab was before them, either standing in his pivot hole, or exactly pacing the planks between two undeviating limits, the mainmast and the mizzen. Or else they saw him standing in the cabin scuttle, his living foot advanced upon the deck as if to step, his hat slouched heavily over his eyes, so that however motionless he stood, however the days and nights were added on, that he had not swung in his hammock, yet hidden beneath that slouching hat, they could never tell unerringly whether, for all this, his eyes were really closed at times, or whether he was still intently scanning them,